KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 9:04, it's sunny and 21 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly sunny skies here today, a high of 38. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen of the Check of State and Local News, brought to you by First Whitney Bank and Trust, a home-owned, home-operated bank at 3rd and Chestnut and 7th and Chestnut in Atlantic. Iowa's insurance commissioner has approved a premium increase requested by the state's dominant health insurance provider. The Des Moines Register reports Insurance Commissioner Susan Voss said Wednesday that the 12-13% increase requested by Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield was justified due to higher spending on health care services. Voss said in a statement that overall health care costs will continue to increase rates at levels that may be unsustainable. The increase will affect 150,000 individual policyholders who buy insurance on their own instead of through an employer. Dozens of policyholders had criticized the proposal online and at recent public hearings. Wellmark sells about 86% of the non-employer health insurance policies in Iowa. It's been raising premiums for several years. News time is 9:05.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Let's face it, buying a home or even considering whether to refinance your current home can be a complicated and overwhelming experience. Fortunately, we can help. Hi, this is Chip at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. When you discover your next home or are interested in refinancing your current home, give First Whitney Bank a call. With interest rates at historic lows, it is the perfect time to act. Let our experienced lenders guide you into the mortgage that will best suit your financial needs, as well as explain how refinancing could save you money. Owning your own home is one of the smartest investment decisions you will ever make. So is choosing First Whitney Bank for all your banking needs. Local bankers making local decisions. First Whitney Bank in Atlantic, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
Well, school officials are crediting a Johnston Middle School student with stopping a Union County teen from selling a gun. Johnston School District spokeswoman Laura Delavue said yesterday that the Johnston student reported 15-year-old Darrell Thornton of Larmore after receiving text messages from the boy about selling a gun. Thornton, who attends East Union High School in Afton, was arrested on January 9th on weapons and other charges. Police investigated the teen and discovered he'd used a school computer to send messages about a gun sale to a student at Lincoln High School in Des Moines. Now, Afton Police Chief John Coulter says the middle school student thwarted the boy's plans to sell the gun. Coulter had previously stated that he thought the internet software had alerted officials to the messages, but that wasn't true. Police still haven't found the gun. The Iowa Transportation Commission approved state funding this week of just over $3 million for a major economic development project underway in Woodbury County. DOT Planning Division Director Stuart Anderson told the commission the money will be used to build a roadway for the project.
Those requested improvements are necessary to provide access to that proposed development, which is an expansion facility of CF Industries Incorporated. In addition, these roadway improvements will provide access to 535 acres for future manufacturing and industrial development.
The site is located off of Interstate 29 in what's known as the Port Neal area.
The proposed project will result in the retention of 100 full-time jobs and creation of 110 new jobs within 3 years, along with an associated capital investment of $1.7 billion. The total cost of the project is $4,432,378. And a RISE grant of $3,003,689 is recommended.
Woodbury County Engineer Mark Nera was on hand to represent his county.
It's looking at bringing the largest economic development investment ever made in Iowa to our end of the state. We're looking forward to accommodating that development.
The expansion is expected to be completed by 2016. In other action, the Transportation Commission approved state aid of just over $261,000. For Sioux Center to construct a roadway to allow access to 10 lots, totaling more than 6 acres for industrial, manufacturing, warehousing, and professional office purposes. And an attorney in Northwest Iowa wants to install bulletproof windows and other safety measures at the Woodbury County Courthouse. Attorney P.J. Jennings says he wants to add safety measures like door guards and electronic locks to the third and fourth floor offices of the courthouse where prosecutors work. He says the confrontational nature of some of the cases can upset the public and cause trouble. The Sioux City Journal reports the county board on Tuesday cut Jennings' $75,000 request from his proposed budget for the next fiscal year, arguing security improvements are needed throughout the courthouse. One board member says one plan would be to add metal detectors for people entering the building. Jennings says he doesn't want the issue to languish while the board researches the best option. And taking a look at world headlines at this hour, most of the hostages who were taken by Islamist militants in Algeria are reported to be dead after a raid by Algerian troops on a gas plant that was occupied by the militants yesterday. The militants say strafing by Algerian helicopters killed more than 30 hostages and 50 of the kidnappers. They say 7 hostages are still alive, including some from the United States, the UK, Belgium, and Japan. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta has told U.S. soldiers based in Italy that they need to have armor-piercing bullets when they go into battle, but that nobody else ought to have them. He's offering a strong defense of the gun control legislation proposed yesterday by President Obama. Panetta said that steps can be taken to protect children. To that, as he put it, the nuts that are out there won't use these kinds of weapons to wipe them out. Stocks are opening higher on Wall Street, pushing the S&P 500 to another 5-year high. Strong reports on housing starts and claims for unemployment benefits made investors more optimistic about the U.S. economy. U.S. builders started work on homes in December at the fastest pace since the summer of 2008. The number of Americans seeking unemployment aid fell to a 5-year low last week. And civil rights advocates say tough disciplinary practices at Mississippi schools are causing children to be expelled and even incarcerated for minor infractions, and that the policies disproportionately affect minorities. The Justice Department already has filed a suit claiming officials in Meridian, Mississippi, are running a school-to-prison pipeline for minor infractions. The ACLU and NAACP say the problem has plagued the entire state for years. News time is 9:10.
We're the only bank you First Whitney Bank.
Let's face it, buying a home or even considering whether to refinance your current home can be a complicated and overwhelming experience. Fortunately, we can help. Hi, this is Chip at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. When you discover your next home or are interested in refinancing your current home, give First Whitney Bank a call. With interest rates at historic lows, it is the perfect time to act. Let our experienced lenders guide you into the mortgage that will best suit your financial needs, as well as explain how refinancing could save you money. Owning your own home is one of the smartest investment decisions you will ever make. So is choosing First Whitney Bank for all your banking needs. Local bankers making local decisions. First Whitney Bank in Atlantic, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're the only bank you'll ever need. First Whitney Bank.
In the funeral announcements, Jolene Russfold, age 67, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Jolene Russfold will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Frank Lesh, age 85, of Shelby, died Tuesday at the Avoca Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Frank Lesh will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has arrangements. Armin Foto and his wife Imogene, both of Omaha, died earlier this month in Omaha, and they're formerly of Oakland. A mass of Christian burial service for Armand and Imogene Foto will be on Saturday at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Bradley Johns, age 54, of Las Vegas and formerly of the Stewart and Des Moines areas, died January 6th. A memorial service for Bradley Johns will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Gaylord Knudsen, age 91, of Irwin, died Wednesday in Harlan. Funeral services for Gaylord Knudsen will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the St. Paul Lutheran Church in Irwin. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. Richard Dean Shoesmith, age 78, of Stewart, died Tuesday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for Richard Shoesmith will be held Monday at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Mary Posh, age 69, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at her home. Memorial services for Mary Posh will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Eldon Weber, age 77, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at his shop in Greenfield. Funeral services for Eldon Weber are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Virgil Robert Miller, age 87, who's formerly of Persia, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Services for Virgil Miller are pending at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Our news was brought to you by First Whitney Bank and Trust, a home-owned, home-operated bank at 3rd and Chestnut and 7th and Chestnut in Atlantic.